Mike, if you could have the most valuable player on a defense, best defensive player in the NFL on your defense, what position would you want him to play? I mean, in other words, what's the most important position in your defense?
Oh, you know, they're probably all, to me, they're all important. You know, some levels of importance, but, you know, if you had a great pass rusher, I think that's big.
That's a game changer.
Can be, yeah.
How much, you know, you talked about studying this and that. How much do you study the other team's coordinator from however and how far back do you go as you devise your game plan?
Well, you get to know these guys, you know, most of the time because you've played them a number of years. But, yeah, it's important, just like they know me. So I don't know that there's that much of an advantage. I mean, you know, guys know some things we've been doing for 20 years. So, you know, they know some of the things we do. And it's just guys executing, really, at the end of the day.
Film session versus being able to just motivate a team. Which one do you prefer? Which one do you spend more time on?
You know, I love doing film work, and I love motivating guys, too. So, but, like, in this kind of is my setting where I feel comfortable with the players and asking them questions and seeing. A lot of times I ask them questions to find out what they know. I don't want to assume that they know that what I'm trying to teach them. And then the other part is making sure they're paying attention because they don't want to get an answer wrong in front of everybody else.
What was your motivation today doing this?
I just thought it'd be good for you guys. I think it's you know, a good, healthy relationship, and I'd like to keep it that way. And, you know, I'm not trying to tell secrets or anything like that, but, you know, I think there's some key things that we can communicate amongst each other that allow us to both do our jobs better.
Mike, how much, now that you've got a year here and you've got some of the basic stuff out of the way with these guys, how much does that change this year, this offseason?
Well, you know, like the things we were just doing right there, you know, we weren't able to do that last year. We were so involved in getting these things. So now what I'm trying to do is, at this time, I think this, you know, this phase two part is really good for us to be able to teach them about more about the game, not so much about just the technique that they play or the defense, but how can we do a better job as a team, you know, have everybody in here. And then, you know, I'll ask defensive guys questions about offense and vice versa. So, you know, I'm trying to build the team part of things.
Do you think football is a complicated game that needs a lot of work, or do you think it's a simple game if you know how to teach it right?
Well, it's complicated because you got 22 guys on the field all doing different things, and they all have to be coordinated in what they're doing. Sometimes we as coaches can make it a lot more complicated than it needs to be, you know, because we ask players to do things that they can't do, or we assume that they can do consistently on a regular basis, and that's not always the case.
You said some interesting things. Can you say on the record about Khalil's injections, and was he maybe unfairly maligned that people didn't realize how much this guy was hurting, but he was still getting out there every week?
Yeah, well, one of the things about Matt that I think, you know, he can't, you know, there was one week, it might have been the week I showed you, but there was one week that I didn't know if he would make it. You know, he's never missed anything. He always shows up. He tries to fight as hard as he can for the guys. And I don't want to talk about his injury, but, you know, personality-wise, he understands that he needs to play better. And but there was never a time that he let any of his teammates down by not coming out and showing. And I think he missed two practices the whole year.
Is it common?
Do you stand with the safety position? I know you guys brought in Taylor Mays, a guy you're familiar with, and Anthony Harris, the rookie free agent, but you guys didn't, you know, really address it in the draft or anything like that. Where do you think things stand there?
It's open competition. We didn't address it because we didn't. There was other positions that came up. I mean, you know, there were some guys on the board that we liked, but they were gone, or we took somebody else at that particular time. So, you know, it'd be all right.
Is it common for you to bring a guy into the office and show him just what you showed us, or is that a position coach's job or coordinator's job when you're trying to make a point?
Well, usually I show most of this to the team, yes.
But do you do it individually too, bring them in when they...
Sometimes. No. Sometimes. I'll bring them in individually or the position coach will do it. But usually when I'm doing it, it's with the team usually.
When you get more of your guys in here in terms of just turning over the roster, does that expand the playbook too, having that foundation already laid now after 1 year?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's still doing what the players can do and what they can learn. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that I've learned over the course of time is that it's not what I know, it's what they know.
How long do you hold on to a player who makes mistakes? You know, he's got talent, you know, he's got great skills, but they make mistakes. I mean, you get to the point where you just say he's hurting the team more? Or?
Well, it depends on who's playing behind him. You know, there's so many other variables too. I mean, a lot of it's that. Some of it's, you know, the upside that you see in him. How, if you think you can correct him, if it gets to a point and you don't think you can correct him anymore, then it's probably time to move on.
Mike, have you spoken recently to Adrian Peterson, and do you have any gauge on whether he'll be here for May 26 OTAs?
I have going to keep those conversations between us.
And let me ask you this, though, about Peterson. Do you have any concerns at all about team harmony being affected if he's not enthralled with being here and he plays for you guys next season?
I don't know. Those are a lot of ifs and nuts and candies and buts there. I don't think there'll be any issues, no.
Like you said pass rusher is maybe that one key spot. Is that what leads you to a guy like Danielle Hunter in the third round, a guy that you see those physical talent that you think you can get it out of him with coaching?
Well, you know, he had great length, size, speed. He was a young guy, so he's got, you know, we feel like he's got time to develop. But we're always already thinking, you know, when we get these guys in here, we get a chance to work with them. It's about trying to see what they can do and figure out how we can use them and go on from there. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our defensive line coach.
Do you want a better defensive line rotation, though, just in terms of the personnel and having guys like a third defensive end that could maybe spell on the ends more?
Yeah, we probably didn't rotate quite enough this past year. But, you know, sometimes it gets – you know, you have a plan going in, and things change based on how the game is, where the ball is. You know, you get a three and out, you don't get a three and out. You know, it's a 10-play drive. I mean, there's so many things that happen throughout the game that changes.
Like, how much more comfortable do you just feel in terms of the personnel that you have and their abilities, and maybe how will that affect the way that you can call games next year as you really kind of got to know what each guy could do and couldn't do?
I don't know that. I mean, obviously it'll affect how we call games some, but a little bit is about, you know, the different situations come out in the game, the different, you know, things they can do. I think I have a better idea on some of the things, but some of the things is also how we can kind of keep trying to improve certain guys and certain things that they do now that we've known them for a year. You know, the certain things we can work on more, I guess, you know, how can I use Linville better? How can I, you know, use Sharif a little bit better in some ways? Things like that.
Mike, are most of your players better when you're hands-on, obviously, or are there some players that kind of do the visual better?
I've asked a lot of the players when we're doing these meetings what they think about it, and they all think it's good. But one of the things that they mentioned to me is, you know, they get a different perspective when they get to think about the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball and the things that are going through everyone's minds during the course of the game. And then they can think about it a little bit differently than just, you know, as a defensive end or a corner or something like that.
Mike, how have you thought Cordero has taken to this offseason and some of the things that he's working on?
He's done well. He's really done well. He's running routes good. He's working hard. So we just need him to continue to do those things and continue to keep getting consistent and keep improving. I've been impressed with the things that he's done.
Greg Jennings was maybe a little bit of his mentor, and he's gone. Is there a certain player who can maybe help be Cordero's mentor on the team? Wallace fill that?
I don't know. I don't know that enough. I don't know that, necessarily, I mean, hopefully Norv is his mentor and I'm his mentor. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, sometimes that's way overrated, you know, guys mentoring other guys, and they're, especially in the first year of a program.
Like, you don't really like the on-the-record stuff, but did you enjoy being off the record, even though it was not to your team, it was to us?
Yeah, I don't mind being off. I mean, you know, this is what I like to do. I like to teach and, you know, and get in front of a group and talk to them. And when I was up there doing the bump and run stuff, I felt like I was at a clinic.
Mike, how do you see Terrence Newman fitting in? And is he a possibility of safety, or do you still see him strictly as a corner at this point in time?
No, he won't be a safety. But, you know, it's come in and compete and see who wins. I know, you know, he's a guy that's played for me for a long time, is very smart, tough, excellent, and, you know, he's fifth pick in the draft or something. So he's always a talented guy, and he's always played good for me.
Mike, do you get frustrated when you hear, like you said today, all the things about Khalil when you're watching the tape and you know that it's not always his fault or any certain player's fault?
Well, I get frustrated when people assume they know, when there's so many little intricacies that happen that it, you know, well, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. And I mean, a lot of times we have to talk about it as coaches, things that happen, you know, because not everything is perfectly black and white. And so, you know, I guess maybe I was just trying to defend the players a little bit. Good.
You got one more thing.
You guys, speaking of Khalil, you obviously picked up
who?
Matt Khalil. You picked up the fifth-year option as a team last week. I mean, you obviously feel good about him moving forward, correct?
Yeah, I'm assuming that he's going to play really good this year. I told him that after we picked up the option.
Mike, one.
Oh, yeah, we got one of the things that I try to do all the time. You know, I want our players to see that we're not ever trying to stay the same. So they're going to walk you through in some of the buildings, some of the stuff that we changed. You know, last year we put this room in there, and I want to try and do something different every year. But, you know, one of the things I tell the players is, you know, we're always trying to improve. We're always trying to get better in everything we do. We also, you might want to show them that recovery room too. One of the other things that we, you know, if we don't win enough games, I get changed. They don't play good, they get change. And so I always want them to understand that there's change happens all the time, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you know, we always want to keep trying to improve and get better. So you're welcome to go on a little tour if you want. Yep.